You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My cousin is locked up. He wants me to visit him. What on earth would I say? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Christmas is over.
And the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
That's true. We only 364 days till next shopping year.
That's right.
Christmas is over, whether you want it or not.
Yes.
That's right.
A parody. We're continuing to answer a question this week that came to the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. You're welcome to write in your questions in the future. This week's question says, my cousin is locked up. He wants me to visit him. What on earth would I say? And Glenn, obviously this is an area of some expertise for all of us on the show, particularly you. You've been working with folks in and out of prison for a long time. But before we get specifically into that, let's look at the angle of just, I'm walking into a situation where I don't know what to do.
Right.
Where do we start on that?
Well, I think, let's be honest, I work with guys behind bars as part of my day job. I deal with that every single day. And every day I hear something, I have no idea what to say to that.
Yeah.
So I think let's get comfortable with the idea that people aren't expecting you to have brilliant answers to everything, that that life is full of these kinds of situations where it would take the wisdom of Solomon to know how to begin to break those things down. But it's about, I think for me, it's about figuring out where a good starting place is on starting to break that down. And I think that's where we want to begin in talking about this on the show.
Yeah, I think that's also exactly the right mindset of not looking to come in and do it all in one fell swoop or pretend that this happens all the time if it's your first time in a jail facility. It's a very specific kind of vibe.
Yes.
That you're going to have to match up to. So it makes sense that someone would not necessarily be super comfortable and know what to do in that. But if we acknowledge that, as you're saying, it can help us push through that to get where we want to go. And Jed, I'd love to go to you on that, because I think one of the other things people may run into is, I wouldn't know what to say, which is fair. Let's start by looking at, what is the goal you want to achieve with what you want to say?
That's a great call. That's a great call. You know, nobody wants to put themselves in a situation where they don't know what to say. That's awkward. And we want you to be able to relax and take some pressure off of yourself. It makes sense that you'd feel awkward. You'd feel unsure. But here's the thing. You care about your cousin. That's why you're asking this question. That's why you're considering going to visit him to begin with. So we want to give ourselves permission to relax a little bit. And just as much as we don't, no one's expecting us to have all the answers. No one's expecting us to be the wise answer man who's got it all together. It's okay to be a little nervous about that. It's okay to feel a little awkward. That's all right. There's no problem. But Matt, I think you're right on by saying, do we have a sense of what the goal might be here? And I think we want to offer two things. The first is, it's going to mean a lot to your cousin, the fact that you came at all. Like, if you said nothing, if you were stricken with silence, just your presence actually says a lot. And that's worth a lot. So it's, you know, the kind of thing where it's pretty hard to screw up in that sense. Just I am here because I love you. But if there was one more goal, it would be to ask, is there anything I could say that would help? Even if it's in a small way, even if it's in a minor way, is there anything I could say that might help this situation, might leave my cousin better off at the end of this 15-minute encounter than he was at the beginning? If we can do that, then we're in truly great shape.
Absolutely right. That is the perfect place to start. We'll have a lot of good stuff from people who definitely know what they're talking about when we come back. Talk more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, no, my soul.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Some Christmas dinners make you feel like you're in jail.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Nobody else wants to testify? That's fine. Okay.
told a lot of people when I was home for Christmas about the show, not willing to take those risks quite yet. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Some Christmas dinners taste like you're in jail.
There you go.
Those are the really memorable ones.
Yes. Yeah.
And as we've all been invited by well-meaning prisoners to, if you want to stay, and we can bring you some food.
We got chow.
And I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Gonna head out. We're going to continue to answer the question about jail that comes into thebridgelot at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, my cousin is locked up. He wants me to visit him. What on earth would I say? Now, Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed giving us a pretty good goal, I think, for an interaction, beyond just showing up, showing love by being there, which is a huge thing. It's the line, going to do the line, share the word. But for what we're going to actually say, there's an idea. Is there anything I could say that would help?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of things we can say that would help, but there's nothing we can say that kind of will paint a smiley face on this and make him not mind it so much. That's an unrealistic expectation on our part.
Think of all the time you'll have to read.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember once an inmate telling me in the prison ministry that we do that we tell people to stop asking us how we're doing. We're in jail. We're not doing well, you know.
There's a certain corollary to Christmas there.
That's right. Well, exactly. And there was one time I was talking to an inmate, and he had done a lot of time, and he had just, I think it was like 8 months left to go in his sentence. So I thought it was much longer, and I said, how much longer do you have? He says, just 8 months. I said, well, you can do that. That's not too bad. I remember him just stopping and looking at me, and this is exactly what he said. He said, did you just say that wasn't too bad? I don't remember that. I think I said, I'm here for you, and hang
I'm praying
there.
For you. Yeah.
So I think, yes, it is about managing our own expectations of what how well this might could be.
I think that's absolutely right. And, Jed, maybe within that expectation management for ourselves, we should look at, as Glenn is saying, there's nothing we can say that's going to totally change the situation and the disposition our cousin is in. But there are some things we can do to kind of read what's going on to him and more react to what they're saying than planting and trying to force them to feel away. Maybe that's a better way to go.
Absolutely. Now, thing number one, we can keep him encouraged as best we can. We let him know your family's thinking of you, we're praying for you, we're there for you. And we want to say those words. Don't take those things for granted. Say those words out loud. That really, really matters. But the other thing is, you know, your cousin is going to get out of jail. He is going to be released. The question is, will he be ready when he's released? That is a variable, because that's a variable for everybody. And so one of the things that we can be a part of is helping him make sure he's got the right stuff in mind for when he's released, helping to be a part of his readiness for when he gets out. So the question that we want to look at is, how do we know when he's pointing himself in a good direction for release? Whether that's 8 months away, whether that's a couple of years yet, that's actually something in a sense to be working on now. And how do we tell when someone is pointing themselves in the right direction to be successful when they are released?
So we're right, we'll come back to look at that right here on Bridge Live.
Rarely do not give up.
back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I enjoyed my Christmas dinner. I don't know about everybody else on the podcast. They seemed a little hesitant before we were rolling.
Did you eat your Christmas dinner without the presence of any extended or close family?
That's true, yes.
That may have something to do with it. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jeb Brewer.
I'm really glad that Glenn liked the Christmas dinner, what with us making it at all.
That's true.
Part of the contract of the show is Jed and I have to make all of Glenn's dinners. It's weird, but we wanted to be on the radio. It's the only way to do it.
That's how it happens.
What are you going to do? We're going to answer the question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my cousin is locked up. He wants me to visit him. What on earth would I say? Now, Glenn, we closed out that last segment with Jed giving us, I think, the very good advice to less try to force our cousin to feel away, but to try to get a read on where their mindset is, what we can do to encourage those good things. So if you could delve a little bit deeper into that, what are the hallmarks of someone who is in a good place that we can encourage versus some of this problem?
Well, I think really it's about encouraging that inmate to look forward to what happens when we're getting out of here. It's a great thing to have something to look forward to. It gives you hope, gives you energy. Somebody who's going to respond positively to that is going to be eager to not only receive that help, but put it to good use. That starts with managing expectations. It's going to take a long-term plan to make this work out. It's not going to be a thing that's going to happen overnight. So we need to develop that plan and walk through. What is it going to be like to live that plan out? What sort of obstacles are we going to hit? What sort of temptations are we going to be dealing with? All those kinds of things. But it gives us that sense of the future is bright. This may not be great today, and we may not be able to change anything about that today, but if you have something to look forward to, now you start thinking about making those changes, and you're open to some growth and development, some transformations that maybe God wants to work in you, that and emotional growth that you need to have.
Absolutely right. And Jed, maybe let's look at the flip side of that. What are some things that we might hear that, not that we have to be negative, not that we need to correct in that moment, that may make us think that's a bad plan and I need to think of, maybe right into the show, maybe get some ideas on how to start turning that around?
Absolutely. So the two things that we would look at, one is being in a hurry. So the idea of, you know, I'm just day one, I'm going to get a job and I'm just going to be on it. I'm going to have things squared away. Nothing happens that quickly. Nothing good happens that quickly when people are coming out of incarceration. So we want to, it's a cause for concern if someone has a sense of, I'm in a hurry to get everything squared away. The second is if there's a sense of, I want to go back to life exactly the way it was. The same people I used to run with, the same places I used to go, the same things that I used to do. And the reason that should concern us is that's how we got in trouble last time. That's how we wound up where we're at. A person that is really in a positive place is a person who says, I need to find new people to spend my time with, and I'm going to work on that. I need to find new places to spend that time. I'm going to work on that. I need to find new things to do with myself. That's something to encourage as much as possible. When a person says, I need to change my people and my places and my things, and that I've got patience for that process, I recognize that won't be overnight. That won't happen immediately. That's a one day at a time thing. That's really good stuff, and we want to cheer that on as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
I've got a friend who's sweet and kind, and I've known her since we were 5, but
she's not like that, she's paper thin. Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Today, I require lasagna.
He always says it in that voice. We don't know what require means. So joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
As you wish.
This is more Princess Bride references also than any Orange Indentured Servitude references. You decide which than most Christian radio shows. We're here to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This one says, my cousin is locked up. He wants me to visit him. What on earth would I say? Now, sometimes when Glenn requires his lasagna,
yeah,
you can't just get the Stouffer's. You can't just get the thing that you put in the pan. You got to have something a little personal, a little special, even a little secret.
The secret sauce!
Now, as we mentioned before on the show, particularly in this episode, this is a strong area. You've done decades worth of work in of dealing with folks both in jail and when they come out, and the good and bad kind of thoughts that help them. So if we're going to look maybe on a one level below what we've been talking about with these, the positive mindset, the behaviors we're encouraging, what would you say to inform that from another angle?
Well, I think it's about zeroing in on humility. We work with the guys who are locked up behind bars and helping them get closer to the Lord. But we also deal with people on the outside who are dealing with addiction in the world. And sort of the overlap between that ministry thing, the 12-step thing, is that humility. You know, when you go to a 12-step program, you say, hi, my name is John. I'm an addict. You're starting with confession. You're starting with, I'm no better than anyone else. I have my struggles. And those struggles are ongoing. I may be doing well. I'm this many days sober, but that I'm still fighting that addiction, and it's a one-day-at-a-time battle and those kinds of things. That's humility. Mm-hmm. But humiliation is where I just feel embarrassed. I feel alienated off of that. I feel like I want to hide. I want to maybe project a sense of pride to kind of counterbalance that in a funny kind of way. I'm not in a place of receiving wisdom because I'm embarrassed to ask for it. So I get myself in a place where I'm not getting the help that I need. So if we can push people away from humiliation, reduce that, and get them onto humility, that's going to be a much better thing.
I think it's a great point. And Jed, how does that tie into the things you were talking about in the last segment about the problems of being in a hurry and wanting to do it all at once?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we feel terrible about ourselves, when we feel like I suck and everybody sees that I suck and this situation says it, then we want to fix that as fast as we possibly can because we feel like it's this unbearable ache and this unbearable burden. Here's the thing. You don't suck at all. We don't think you do. Your family, your cousin doesn't think you do. God doesn't think you do. You made some mistakes, but you know what you did? You made pretty much the same mistakes that anybody would make if they were in your shoes, facing the choices and the situations that you were facing. If you want to know what defines you, it's not this moment. It's the next moment. It's what you do from here. God's there for you. We're there for you. Keep your head up. We love you. We believe in you.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.